nature against nature, he said, is nature's turf is seen. Men with long hair are against nature. Steve, you've got to stop. Women with short hair, God help us, have got to stop. It's against nature. That's what Paul says. Paul's very concerned about hair. We have got to be careful when we look at Paul, at what he's saying that was cultural, that he believed came from the culture he lived in, and what is truly nature. Everybody's hair grows. Everybody's hair grows. Men have long hair, men have short hair, women have long hair, women have short hair. It's not against nature to cut your hair. But Paul says it is. That's what he says is against nature. Socrates, who was pointed out to us as an authority, has been disproved over and over again. He's not an authority you want quoted. Socrates had a bias against gay people, and he spoke that prejudice and that bias against gay people. He's been disproven over and over again. Genetics in 1985 and 2008 are very different for one special reason. We hadn't mapped the human genome in 1985, and we have now. We know that homosexuality is on many, many genes, not one. Recently, a pastor offered the idea that they could go in and change the gene and we'd all be cured of homosexuality. Gay people are very complex. Some of us are celibate, some of us are not. Some of us are just old. You know, I can't remember when I was sexually active. We're older. Please remember that homosexuality is a state of being. Homosexual acts are something else. And a lot of them in the ancient Bible were in the context of idolatry. You can go back and almost everything that's said in the Bible about homosexuality is said in the context of idolatry. We're not there anymore. And science has come a long way since 1611 and the King James Version. We're not guilty of the same sins. Now, I used to be afraid of the kind of thing that Pat's doing. I used to worry, am I going to heaven? I got over that a long time ago. I'm as worthy of being in heaven as Pat is. And I hope I meet him there. I hope we're both there and we shake hands and we say we're both in angelic form, because there is no sexuality in heaven. Jesus said so. We're all going to meet in heaven, and somewhere over the left side of heaven there's a rainbow flag, because they say in Revelation there's an angel with a rainbow flag around his shoulders, and I plan to meet.